Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Too Long Didn't Read. I am an edgy comic. I'm going to offend and get myself canceled. I am so sick of hearing this crap from self-promoting hacks. Look, losers, when one of you walks out on that stage and spends 90 minutes not only insulting everyone in the audience on every fundamental level, from family to religion to sex to ideology, forcing them to take a hard, deep look at their ugliest and most reprehensible, repulsive, contemptible tendencies, recognize those tendencies within themselves, and be moved to make themselves better, all while laughing at the jokes that are on them and paying you for it? Until you're there, shut up with the, oh, I'm gonna be offensive crap. The most offensive thing about you is that you think you're offensive to anyone. Oh, look at me! I'm gonna repeat Carlin's 7 dirty words and get banned from Facebook for 3 days, and then I'll come back and dedicate my next 5 tours and 3 specials to talking about how I've been canceled at $300 a ticket, standing room only. Y'all out there swearing up and down how much you love George Carlin and Bill Hicks and Richard Pryor and all these other people who went out and did that. And nearly none of you who are blowing this horn give even a plausible appearance of trying to live up to their work. Far more of you who are doing it right are vastly more likely to never one time mention yourself as being offensive or edgy or controversial. You're going to go out there, you're going to do your material, and let it speak for itself, because if it needs you to explain to people ahead of time that they're supposed to be offended, it's not worth performing. You don't even mean you're going to be offensive. You mean you're going to troll for whiny, entitled egomaniacs who want to complain and whine and draw attention to themselves as victims over every petty little imaginary grievance, often as an intentional and explicit way to gaslight and distract from the very real evils of bigotry and hate that they're guilty of themselves on an ongoing basis and always will be, and you're going to do it because you know in the end it keeps your name in people's heads. You mean you're going to lay on some easy tropes appealing to your perception of the ideological cant of your core audience, whose primary appreciation of your work will not be that it's funny per se, but only the far more base, venal, and banal appreciation of confirming and validating their biases, which they and you will both mistake for really believing you're funny. You're not offensive. You're high on your own flatulence. And yes, I very much am looking straight at some folks I used to seriously respect, like Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. and so forth, to say nothing of these rinky-dink kids working bowling alleys thinking they're edgy because they say fuck and punch down. You're not edgy, you're not offensive, and you're not controversial. You're a cheap hack. Sit down and shut up and let somebody with some actual talent have some stage time. That's it for me. I'm John Henry. This has been Too Long Didn't Read. Remember that I am completely crowdfunded, and that's what keeps me independent, so I don't have to kiss people's asses. If you want to help out, please do. You can find all the information you need at johnhenry.us/money. The Patreon, the PayPal information is also circulating here on the screen throughout the video. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. Have a great day.